the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We are live in Saranac at Vicky's Main Street. I'm sorry, Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue. It used to be called Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty, but the dudes got into barbecue. So we are downtown Saranac. Check us out. We're here till 10:30. This place is open all day. They have the best butt in Saranac.
I tell you what, it's barbecued, it's hot, and it's sauced, and it's ready to go, man. You know, if you don't know where Saranac is, we're somewhere east of Grand Rapids and west of Ionia on M21. Morrison Lake Road, there's a little blinker light there. Come south into town, you can't miss us. We got the rig out front. Everybody's here. We're having a great time at Vicky's.
That's right. And we are being handled beautifully by Katie this morning. She's got the big WBBL Avalanche out front. And when Katie rolls up on the scene, radio's going to work. So Saranac is a cool little town. It reminds me of Lowell when I first bought my property in 87. I stumbled into Lowell, and I looked at it, and I thought, wow, what a quaint little village. And since then, it's exploded. And it's now it's not too big a town. But Saranac has still that quaintness, that Mayberry thing going. And if you've never been here, there's some cool little businesses. Right next door is the VIP Lounge, which is a very elegant ladies hair salon. And that's where Maureen gets her beautiful hair done. And that's why she looks so hot all the time.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's a short little trip from wherever you are. Get down here. Try some of these pasties. This is Bob's Heritage. He grew up on these things. I've had them a few times in my life, but they're excellent. And we've got them hot, ready to go out of the oven.
The smell's killing me.
Right. We can fire up the smoker a little later and get some barbecue going, so it's pretty cool. But understand we're having a little problem getting hold of our friend Kenny Peterson down at Tabor Hill. So we're going to jump into some tailgate tips that I put together.
You know, I think if you're in the wine business, doing an early morning show might be tough.
Yeah.
Because he's demoing every night.
Yeah, he's doing that. But I tell you what, they get up early to make the great wine down there at Tabor Hill, so I know he's working hard.
I had a hard time driving by there. I came back from Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had to go by the tasting room exit, and that was all I could do. I didn't have time. I just had to, like, resist steering off the freeway there.
Yeah, there's no exit number, right? It just says tasting room?
It says Peterson, yeah. Tabor Hill. He's waiting.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, hey, a lot of you, if you're not on your way, you're going to be very shortly on the way to that Michigan Eastern game in Ann Arbor, and you're going to be firing up your tailgate. Or likewise, you're headed down to Kalamazoo for the Western Central game. Maybe a little later, Michigan State and Notre Dame, but you got to get to South Bend, so you may be on the road for that too. But if you're just packing up your tailgate, I want to give you a couple tips here that you want to remember. One of the things that I like to do is put things in Ziploc bags. Anything that you've got in a cooler, it doesn't leak, they don't cross flavor. It's just a great way to get things from A to B. They hold real well until you want to use them in the cooler. If your ice melts, it doesn't get wet. The other thing is bring a jumbo drink glass with you. You know what? There's nothing worse than you're standing around the tailgate and you got to make a run to the cooler every 10 minutes because your beverage is empty. So, you know what? Bring a glass big enough to pour two beverages in, and then you only got to make half as many trips.
That's a lot of lemonade.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Well, there's also some safety tips we're going to cover a little bit later, but tailgating can be very hazardous to your health. So you really want to be careful when you're hanging out in the parking lot. You've got cars driving by. You've got a hot grill. You got all kinds of stuff rolling in. And we've got some safety tips we're going to cover in a little bit. But that's one of the areas that, especially if you're getting stupid. Have you ever done that, Randy?
Have I got stupid or am I? The answer is yes to both of those. But, last week we interviewed a guy named Mark Heineken, and I mistakenly said he was from Germany. That's not where Heineken is made. I caught a little bit of ribbing about that all week long. But where I want to go with this is Mark sent us one of these Blacktop 360 grills. It's on my deck at home. I haven't fired it up yet. We got to build it. But what I'm telling you is that we're going to test drive this thing, and it's got an infrared grill. It's got a fryer on it. It's got a warming tray.
And it's in your garage, not mine. That's something else.
Ah, yeah, baby.
You know,
that's how that works.
We've got people rolling in here for barbecue. My brother Mike just rolled in here. He's from Heartland, Michigan, and his beautiful wife, Liz. But this guy's, you know, we're making pasties here. We're making pulled pork. This guy has done some revolutionary things in the ag business. The reason these beautiful products come out of Michigan are from guys like him.
What kind of products? What's he doing?
Well, he's heavily in the dairy business, but he basically helps those dairy cows just produce a lot of milk. And hats off to guys like that. So we've got a lot of big farms around here, and this is kind of dairy central. There's Maple Hill. There's all kinds of big farms up here. But anyway, cool to see him here.
You know, Bob, and I was talking to one of my buddies this week who's a goose hunter. And I don't particularly like goose. It's a strong flavor.
Oh, you mean the meat?
Yeah, right. It's a strong flavor. I'm an avid hunter, and I don't like leaving the game in the field. If we, you know, if we're blessed with taking some game, we got to do something with it. And where I'm going with this is, milk is a great marinade, if you will, for goose breast, and it takes that gamey flavor out of it. I don't know why it works. There's some chemical reaction that, it's kind of like driving my car. I don't want to know how it runs. I want to get in and go, and it works. I don't know why milk works on goose breast, but when you soak it in there for 8 or 10 hours, it takes a lot of the gaminess out of it. So that's just a tip out there. The early goose season was earlier this month, and as it opens up again, if you're getting goose breast, it might make it palatable if you soak it in milk.
We've got a milk expert sitting right in the room here with us. We need to pick his brain on that.
All right. Well, we'll do that at break and then see what we can come back with, because I've heard that from more than one person. I've never tried it, but
I do it for fish.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I get some fish, like in the summer, that's a little funky, it tames the fish down, and we're going to get that answer from Mike here in a little bit.
All right. Well, cool. Well, coming up, we're going to talk some more about those safe tailgate ideas. We're going to, you know, remember, always bring that designated driver. We're going to talk about where to put your grill and why, storing the grill after the game, propane safety devices, and you know what? Coming up a little later in the show, one of my favorite interviews, Bob is going to hook up with our friend Dick Vermeil, Coach Vermeil, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his top three tailgating ideas.
But, and we're going to give out the web address to get Vermeil Wine, which is a phenomenal vineyard he owns out in Sonoma.
Okay, so we're the Grilling Guys. We're live in Saranac. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.